You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
This year's midterm election is gearing up to be pretty contentious. To better understand the issues that are most important to Michigan voters, we put out reporters and producers throughout the state to ask people two questions. What are the most important issues for you as a Michigan voter? And what concerns you most about our political climate right now? From now until the election, we'll be bringing you their answers in a segment called Voter Voices. This is our second installment. First, we'll hear from Kathleen Anderson.
I'm a retired registered nurse from Saginaw, Michigan. I think health care coverage needs to be more across the board as opposed to private payers. I think we need to have something more global. As far as car insurance, Michigan pays the most highest in all of the states. And I don't know why that is, but it needs to be lower. And as far as taxes go, I think that's an ongoing issue with most people. We always pay too much for taxes, but I know it's necessary, but still in the same breath, something could be done so that it's across the board, especially for retirees. I'm retired and living on a fixed limited income, it makes a big difference.
Do you have concerns about the current political climate?
There's a lot of dissension among all the parties. I think we just needed to get it together so that we're all one and on the same note, but certainly I know that's not possible. But there shouldn't be this backstabbing one part or the other, and we just need to get it together.
My name is Martin Curran. I live on the west side of Detroit, and my occupation, I'm an attorney. As a Michigan voter, the most important issue to me is education. I am really passionate about the education of the next generation, especially in the Black community. I want to see as much invested into them as wisely as possible because I believe in them and they're the future. What concerns me most about the political climate right now are the signs of instability that I think a lot of Americans fail to appreciate. The fact that there's a man in charge of the country who doesn't understand basic concepts, therefore he himself is not really able to make decisions for the country, and the fact that he has so little respect for rule of law. That situation can be manipulated by certain factors. It can lead to things which spin out of control. If this administration really, really messes up and he's not really the one doing it, who's going to take the blame? Where's the accountability? You know, there's so many things. So I think there are serious signs of instability because of the current administration. And I just hope that it turns out okay.
Special thanks to Rozzy Joffrey and Interlochen Public Radio's Morgan Springer and Daniel Wanshura for recording these interviews.